One in five Wisconsin residents who are old enough to vote are expected to head to the polls tomorrow. That's a relatively small number when you consider that nearly three-quarters of the voting age population turned out for the last presidential race. But the stakes are large, a 10-year term that could shift the ideological balance of the court. Throughout the campaign, Judge Gableman has pitched himself as a tough-on-crime judicial conservative. He repeated that point several times at the candidate's last debate on Friday.
As a judicial conservative, I will not legislate from the bench. I will not substitute my own personal political opinion for the rule of law, as my opponent has developed a clear and consistent track record of doing.
Justice Butler told Gableman that if he wants to be a judicial conservative, he can't pick and choose which laws he wants to follow on the bench. He was referring to TV ads from Gableman and others that have attacked Butler for his work as a public defender and for his dissent in a high-profile murder case.
I have never before heard a judge in an ad refer to the Constitution and the laws of Wisconsin as a loophole. This is a first in judicial elected politics. And I've never heard before groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce refer to the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution as a technicality.
Whether the candidates' messages get through in this race is tough to say. When it comes to spreading the word through television ads, outside interest groups have outspent them 9-1. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.